Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2297, Cooking Tips for Eating to 100 by Dan Buettner of BlueZones.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, what I'm about to read to you is actually an excerpt adapted from The Blue Zones Kitchen by Dan Buettner. So with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Cooking Tips for Eating to 100 by Dan Buettner of BlueZones.com. The longevity phenomenon is disappearing in Blue Zones, but its secrets survive, mostly in the kitchens of older people. People who have grown up eating the foods of their ancestors and aren't looking to trade them in for packaged junk. Older people who possess the skills, recipes, and culinary wisdom of previous generations carry forth a tradition that is centuries or millennia old. For the Blue Zones kitchen, I went back to each of the 5 Blue Zones areas. I persuaded older people to allow me to watch them cook everyday foods. In most cases, I spent the better part of a day perched on a stool, observing exactly how to make the food that has produced the world's longest lived people. In Blue Zones areas, people ate meat and sweets, but mostly as celebratory foods. Everyday meals were composed of simple peasant fare, made with fresh, plant-based ingredients. Some of the recipes require time to prepare, but the vast majority take less than a half hour. Another plus, most of the ingredients are cheap: beans, whole grains, herbs. This completely destroys the myth that you need to be rich to be healthy. In fact, the reverse is true. Along the way, I met experts who could help me explain why the foods people ate led to longer lives. Dr. Makoto Suzuki and Drs. Craig and Bradley Wilcox in Okinawa, geneticist Dr. David Rekoff in Costa Rica, Dr. Gary Fraser in Loma Linda, Dr. Christina Crisuhu in Icaria, and the great Gianni Pes in Sardinia. Here are a few cooking tips for eating to 100. 1. Use fewer ingredients. Blue Zones diets tend to use the same 20 or so ingredients over and over. Less variety may help keep people from overeating and keep the immune system strong. 2. Add cruciferous vegetables. Cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower have been known to help protect the heart, stave off cancer, and lower oxidative stress. In Sardinia, we discovered that because people add cruciferous vegetables to their daily minestrone, the thyroid functions differently and may help slow down metabolism and help you live longer. Think of turning down the flame of a lighter, for example. 3. Make beans tasty. In America, cooks tend to make meat the focus of their ingenuity. In the Blue Zones, beans are the main story. They're cooked into soups and stews, enhanced with spices and complemented by grains and vegetables. Moreover, nuts, beans, and grains are a much healthier source of protein than meat or eggs, and they're also high in fiber and complex carbohydrates. Finally, they're cheap, they're versatile, and they allow subtle flavors to shine through. 4. Finish dishes with olive oil. In Blue Zones, room temperature olive oil, which is rich in monounsaturated fatty acids, is added to breads, drizzled over vegetables, and added to soups and stews. 5. Supplement with fresh herbs and spices. Rosemary, oregano, sage, mint, garlic, turmeric, and mugwort all possess well-documented medicinal values. They also add flavor while imparting healing properties. Since most bioactive properties in herbs degrade as soon as you pick them, it's best to use them fresh. Those in Blue Zones often get their herbs from a kitchen garden, which doubles as a live medicine chest. 6. Fiber is more important than we thought. Grains, greens, nuts, and beans not only contain the protein, complex carbohydrates, vitamins, and minerals that keep our heart healthy and our mind sharp and prevent cancers, they also feed the 8 pounds of bacteria living in our gut. Some of those bacteria produce toxins like choline. Others produce compounds that reduce inflammation, regulate our metabolism, and fuel our immune system. The toxin-producing bacteria tend to feed off meat and eggs, while the healthy bacteria favor fiber. 7. Enjoy your meals with red wine. We've all heard plenty about polyphenols and antioxidants, which occur more often in red than white wine. But it turns out that red wine, along with a Blue Zones plant-based diet, almost triples the absorption of antioxidants. Also, 90 to 95% of wine polyphenols are metabolized in the gut, where good bacteria convert them to powerful compounds that lower inflammation and decrease leaky gut syndrome. And 8, it's not just what you eat. Finally, it's important to remember that eating for longevity is not just about what you eat, but how you eat. Blue Zones teach us that dining with family, pausing before a meal to express gratitude, eating a bigger breakfast, and trying to eat all of your calories in an 8-hour window helps you stay healthier, live longer, and feel better. In Sardinia, people pass each other on the street and greet each other by saying, "Ancatanos, may you live to 100. So, here's to making it to your 100th birthday, and may the people sitting around your table be there to count every year. You just listened to the post titled, "Cooking Tips for Eating to 100 by Dan Buettner of BlueZones.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. If you've listened to this podcast for even just a little while, you've probably heard me talk about the Blue Zones. The Blue Zones are the areas around the world where people tend to live longer, basically where they're more likely to live into their 100th year of life and beyond. Dan Buettner, author of today's post and books on the Blue Zones, found that those that live in these areas around the world tend to follow certain lifestyle behaviors, and they tend to follow the same lifestyle behaviors like staying active, staying social, eating a nutritious diet, which was discussed in today's post, and so on. Now, I do tend to flinch a little when there's a general recommendation about alcohol consumption. This is because there are those that may not want to consume alcohol, like those with a history or family history of addiction, or those with diabetes, or those that are pregnant or thinking of becoming pregnant, or those on certain medications, or adolescents. So anytime we want to start a new health behavior, exercise, consuming alcohol, you name it, we always want to weigh the benefits and risks first. And of course, talk to your doctor to make sure they're okay with it too. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a great Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.